Title: Layering Found Sounds Using Session View Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass, and today we're going to treat found sounds like a serious instrument design tool, not a novelty. The mission is simple: build a session view setup where you can audition layers at speed, lock them into a tight snare and a rolling top loop, and then resample the best moments like you're performing your drum design. If you do this right, you end up with drums that feel custom, aggressive, and alive, without getting stuck in endless tweaking. Set the mindset right away. Found sounds are not extra spice. In DNB, they're often the difference between a snare that sounds like everyone else and a snare that makes people turn their head. You're hunting for unique transients, weird textures, gritty air, and that spooky little character that sample packs just can't give you. Part 1. Project setup for speed and consistency. Let's start by setting the project tempo to 174 BPM. Get your preferences tight, because it saves you later. Go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That one setting prevents Ableton from doing surprise stretching to your ambience and long recordings. Also, turn Create Fades on Clip Edges on. That's your anti-click insurance policy. Now make a few tracks in Session View. First, an audio track called Found Pool. This is your palette. Think of it like a crate of sounds you can audition instantly. Second, a MIDI track called Layer Rack. This is where the playable layered snare and hits will live. Third, an audio track called Resample Print. This is your capture lane, where we print the best performances. And create a group bus called Drum Layers Bus. Route your layer rack and your tops into it, so everything gets glued together. On that Drum Layers Bus, drop a glue compressor. Start with attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and turn soft clip on. You're not trying to smash it, you're aiming for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just to unify the layers. After that, add a saturator, soft clip on again, and drive 1 to 4 dB depending on how rude you want it. Then add EQ8 with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to protect headroom. DNB gets heavy fast, and you don't want sub-rumble stealing your punch. Part 2. Build your found sound palette in Session View. Now, on Found Pool, drag in about 15 to 30 found sound samples as clips. More is fine, but the goal is speed. Metal hits, glass taps, door latches, keys, spray cans, paper tears, fabric rustles, footsteps, room tone, traffic hiss, wind, HVAC hum, old cassette noise, VHS hiss, anything with character. Here's a key discipline. Don't just leave everything at random loudness. Normalize your perception. Go into each clip and set clip gain so everything hits roughly comparable loudness. Otherwise, you'll keep picking the loudest sample and calling it better. And that's a trap. Warping strategy matters. For one shots, especially short Foley hits, turn warp off. Warping can soften transients and make things feel weird. For loops and ambience, warp on. If it's tonal ambience, try Complex Pro. If it's rhythmic noise, Beats Mode usually locks better. And color code your clips. You don't have to copy my colors, but you need a system. For example, one color for transient candidates, one for noise layers, one for tonal or atmospheric beds. The point is, you should be able to scan and grab a crack layer instantly without thinking. Quick coach note here, name the clips by function, not by the cute story of where you recorded it. Crack Short Bright 01 is way more useful than Zipper iPhone Hallway. You're building an instrument, not a scrapbook. Part 3. Turn found hits into a playable drum rack. Now move to the MIDI track layer rack and drop in a drum rack. Create three pads you'll actually use. Put your main layered snare on C1. Put a top or texture hit on C-sharp 1. Put a percussion hit on D1. That's enough to start, and you can expand later. Let's focus on the snare pad, C1. Inside that pad, we're going to build roll-based layering. Body, crack, and Foley or noise. This is the rule that prevents messy layering. Drop an instrument rack inside the C1 pad. Then create three chains in the instrument rack. Body, crack, Foley. In each chain, load a sampler and set it to one-shot mode. Use trigger, not gate, so every hit is consistent even if your MIDI note is short. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Then drag your chosen sample into each sampler. Body is your core. That's the way to end the meet. Crack is the fast, bright transient. Foley is the personality, the shuffly grit, the texture that makes it yours. Starting points that work. Keep body pitch near zero unless you're deliberately tuning it. Crack often works pitched up a couple semitones, even up to 7 semitones, if it needs to cut. And you'll use filtering to keep each layer in its lane. Part 4. Tighten the layers like a pro. This is where advanced layering actually happens. Timing, phase, envelopes, and frequency slotting. First, align transients. Open each sampler and zoom into the waveform. Adjust the start point so the transient hits right on the trigger. If something feels late or early, don't guess. Use tiny timing adjustments. You can use track delay, or even micro delays in milliseconds on a chain. We're talking minus 5 to plus 5 milliseconds kind of adjustments. Those tiny shifts can be the difference between a snare that punches and a snare that sounds like three things arguing. Now phase and low-end clarity. DNB snares usually don't need real sub. On the body chain, at EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Then listen for boxiness in the 250 to 450 range. A gentle dip there often clears space without making it thin. On the Foley chain, high pass much higher, like 300 to 800 Hz depending on the sound. And if it's harsh, consider low passing around 8 to 12 kHz so you get character without frying your ears. Now envelopes. This is huge with found sounds because they often have weird tails. Body can be slightly longer, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds as a starting point. Crack should be short and strict, 30 to 80 milliseconds. Foley depends on the vibe, but 60 to 180 milliseconds is a good zone. Your goal is for the hit to feel like one event, not a collage that keeps rustling after the snare is done. For peak control and glue, add a saturator on each chain. Soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 6 dB depending on the layer. You're shaving peaks and adding density. Optional but powerful. Drum bus. But use it with intention. If you put drum bus on the whole snare and crank it, you can wreck clarity. A pro trick is putting drum bus only on the crack chain to exaggerate snap, while leaving the body cleaner. Advanced coach trick. Do a micro latency check. Once you think you've aligned things, duplicate the snare pad. Invert polarity on one copy using utility phase invert, and compare. It won't fully cancel because the samples are different, but if the low mid suddenly feel worse or weird, you've got phase fighting. Fix timing or filtering until the punch returns. Part 5. Session View Auditioning, the Matrix Workflow. Now we use Session View for what it's best at, instant comparison in context. You can duplicate the layer rack track a few times, like A, B, and C, and swap crack and Foley sources between them while keeping the same body. That's the straightforward way, and it's fast. But here's the more advanced, cleaner workflow. Build a slash B switching inside one rack. Inside your snare pad's instrument rack, instead of having one crack chain, you can create multiple crack options and control them with chain select. Same for Foley options. Then map chain select to macros. Macro 1 selects crack. Macro 2 selects Foley. Now you can swap layers without duplicating tracks, and you can automate it per clip or per scene. Now create a few MIDI clips in Session View. Make one clip that's a standard DNB snare on 2 and 4. Make another with jungle-style ghost notes. Make a third that tests halftime, just for contrast. Keep clip length at 1 bar so it's easy to launch and compare. Set global launch quantization to 1 bar. For ghost notes, add subtle velocity differences, like velocities from 25 up to 60, so they tuck in naturally. Now you can fire the same rhythm while switching snare character, and you'll hear immediately what actually rolls and what just sounds cool in solo. Even more advanced, follow actions. Make 8 to 16 versions of that same snare MIDI clip, but each clip has different macro automation for crack and Foley selection. Turn on follow actions so Ableton cycles through them automatically every bar or two. Then you just listen like a judge. When you hear a winner, you stop and commit it. That's the point. Curate by ear while live rotates options like a carousel. Part 6. Build a rolling found sound top loop. Now let's make tops, because found textures are insane for shuffly DNB energy, as long as they're rhythmically disciplined. Create a new audio track called Found Tops. Drag in a noisy recording. Keys, chain rattle, rain, final cloth movement. However, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16 or 1/32. Then adjust transient control, maybe around 40 to 70, until it feels spitty but not chaotic. You want it tight enough to lock to the grid, but still crunchy. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if it's natural, or slice by 1/16 if you want strict grid control. Ableton will generate a drum rack of slices. Create a MIDI clip that plays slices with swing. Use the groove pool. Swing 16-65 is a classic starting point, or grab an MPC-style shuffle groove. You can commit lightly, or keep it live so you can change the feel later. Process the tops with a simple but effective chain. EQ8 first, I pass around 250 to 600 HC, depending on how thick it is. If it's harsh, notch around 3 to 6 kHc a bit. Then auto filter. Try band pass with mild resonance for movement. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can perform it. Add redux sparingly, just for edge. A tiny bit goes a long way. Then utility. Widen it, like 120 to 160%. But remember the rule. Tops can be wide. Core drums should stay more centered. Route found tops into drum layers but so it glues with the snare. Extra sound design trick. Make steady noise speak rhythmically with gate sidechain. Put a gate on the tops. Enable sidechain. Feed it from a tight ghost note pattern, like a closed hat or a snare ghost. Fast attack. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Suddenly the hiss becomes a syncopated texture that breathes with your groove. Part 7. Resample in Session View. Print the magic. This is where Session View becomes a performance recorder. On resample print, set the input to resampling. Arm it. Now record while you launch clips and tweak things live. Switch crack and Foley selections. Mute and unmute chains. Sweep the top loop filter. Push saturator drive for intensity. Maybe bring in a parallel destruction return and blend it gently, like 5 to 20%, just to add teeth. Important concept. Commit early, but archive your source rack. When a snare stack feels right, resample it, and drag that printed audio into a new drum rack pad as a frozen snare. That gives you a stable, CPU-friendly hit you can trust. Then keep the original multi-chain pad saved but disabled or muted, so you don't fall into infinite tweaking. Also try printing two versions, one pre-bus, cleaner and more editable, and one post-bus that captures the glue and saturation. Later you can choose which works better in the mix, or even blend them. After recording, consolidate the best 1 to 2 bars. Crop the sample so it's clean and tight. Now you've got a designed loop that's repeatable, not random. Part 8. Turn it into scenes, like a DNB DJ. Now we sketch arrangement in Session View using scenes. Think in energy states. This audio version is shortened for playback.